Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Can you hear it, Jeffrey? It's click, 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 click. That's Ohio State Buckeyes nuts clicking because Indiana's coming into the horseshoe Saturday. And they're going to hand Ohio State the world famous Ohio State Buckeyes a real ass whipping in the horseshoe.
They're going to send them off carrying their bag of nuts.
Oh, you can't hear them clicking now?
No, I hear them. I hear them.
Yeah, because they're going to finally play a ball team that's going to take it to them.
I was saying before we started the show, we discussed this a little bit, and I was saying I do not share your confidence, but I do definitely share your desire for the world-famous Ohio State Buckeyes to be handed a loss by, of all people, the University of Indiana, a team that still now college football does not want to accept is as good as they are. And I look forward to your prediction coming true, although I will not make that same prediction just yet.
Hey, just remember, Sigonetti is the man, the head coach of IU. The Hoosiers are coming. And when they come, they're going to be 11-0 after Saturday.
It's exciting to see a team. I love it when there's a team that doesn't have a history of winning. Indiana is a basketball school. It's not a football school. And to see them have such a season, this is the kind of stuff I like to root for. I like to root for not only an underdog, but I don't even think up to this point they were a dog.
they were like a three-legged, two-legged dog. IU football was a real joke.
Yeah, it's a basketball town, but I am sure. I know this for a fact because I just got back from Nashville and I saw University of Indiana hats galore. It was a very exciting thing to see. I'm excited to see them get into the playoff and maybe make some noise in the playoff. We'll talk about that and more after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Stick around, jabronis. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays, and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
There are Black Friday deals, and then there are Kohl's Black Friday deals. Where else can you get 40% off Levi's, up to 50% off Sephora fragrances, and home favorites for under 10 bucks, all in the same place? And it gets better. You can score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every 50 spent. Get 15% off some of your finds, and save even more with limited-time doorbusters, like 50% off toys. Select styles. Offers end November 29th. Coupons do not apply to Levi's and toys. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, I was just, before I was rudely interrupted, and I hate to be rudely interrupted, Cincinnati and the Hoosiers are going to take it to those world famous, I hate to call them world famous, Buckeyes. That's what's going to happen. It really is.
I hate to call them world famous too, but do you know what I don't hate to call world famous is O Dark 30, where tactical meets practical. O Dark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Yeah, it's just like the style that Curtis Rourke's going to take the Hoosiers into the horseshoe and kick Ohio State's ass. I can't wait to see it.
It's going to be an exciting weekend. The top 10 came out. Oregon, obviously, still number one. Coming out of the Big Ten, Texas, number two at 9-1. That's if Oregon wasn't 11-0, I would say that's your number one team in the nation. SMU creeping up. Number three, 9-1, Southern Methodist, back from the death penalty. Colorado, Neon Dion has his team at 8-2, making some noise for the college football playoff. Ohio State, that we've been speaking about quite a bit in the beginning here, is at number five, and Indiana, who is hoping to jump them. I think Indiana may be number three. If they beat Ohio State this weekend, they'll jump from number six to number three, I believe. Penn State, 9-1. Notre Dame, 9-1. Alabama, 9-2. And Georgia, 8-2. Alabama and Georgia being 8-2 and 9-2 and being in the top 10 makes sense to me. Colorado, still a big question mark, in my opinion, Eddie.
Well, that's where Indiana should be, number four. Colorado should be where Indiana is, number six. And for them to be in really in the top 10 at 8-2, I don't know. It's just because primetime is generating a lot of press, you know, and he's bringing in, oh, you're hating on me. You had 14 years of me in the NFL to hate on me. You let these kids play and you give them recognition for playing. Okay, Dion, just keep playing and shut the hell up.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that this is the problem with college football, is that a Colorado team that has two losses plays in the Big 12, which isn't even arguably the real Big 12 anymore, is because of the press and the hype, now the number four team in the nation. I have a feeling that they would get stomped by any legitimate team on this list that they faced. And
you take a Colorado and put them up against a Georgia Bulldog.
That's what I'm saying. I can't imagine that would go well. The fact of the matter is that the teams that are legitimately good and you can make a legitimate argument for them are the teams that should be in the top 10. And before you put a Colorado in with two losses, you've got to get, like, Tennessee is a team that I believe still believes in there. They lost to Georgia over the weekend, but all of a sudden nobody's talking about Tennessee anymore. We've got Colorado not in the top 10, not in the top 12, number four in the nation.
Yeah, which they don't belong. No. Let me tell you, if Georgia played Colorado, they would have flashbacks of Buffalo Bills showing up. That's how bad it's going to be.
Yeah, it's the SEC, unfortunately, is a victim of its own greatness because these teams are going to play each other. And when they do, obviously, the top five teams in the SEC. Let me go down the top five teams in the SEC right now. Texas is number one. Texas A&M is number two. Georgia's number three. Tennessee's number four. And Bama's number five. They all are deserving of being in the college football playoff. All of them. But
without a doubt. Everyone you just named is one hell of a football team. At each college. Absolutely.
And honestly, a two-loss Tennessee team, I don't care. There is no argument that you can make to me that a two-loss... Now, if Colorado was 10-0, I'd shut my mouth. But Tennessee is 8-2. Colorado's 8-2. Nobody in their right mind, sanity-wise, could argue with me that Colorado is better than Tennessee. I know I just got back from Tennessee, and I know that I may have gotten like some of that good old Rocky Top rubbed all over me.
Yeah, but you know something? You were in Nashville, the home of Vanderbilt Commodores.
Yeah.
Not in Knoxville at UT.
I guess I were in Knoxville, I'd be angrily arguing this. I'd be demanding someone's head be lopped off.
Well, that's what my buddy Tilly at the Orange Hat Brewery, as I was telling you about, he's a huge volunteer guy, and he's just raising Cain. Well, I told him he was going to have his ass handed to him by them Bulldogs this past weekend. He didn't believe me.
Well, the reality of it is, Eddie, that they're feasting on each other. These SEC teams, it's not what it used to be. Alabama's not going to win all their games. Texas even lost a game in the SEC. That's obnoxious.
Yeah, Texas has never beat anybody outside of the top 25 all year long.
But this is a
Isn't
Texas team. Yeah, it's amazing, but I'll tell you this. This is a Texas team that could beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. So,
Texas is prime.
They're the best
prime time team. They're, it is what it is.
They are the best team in college football, bar none. Prove me wrong. And they have a loss because they play the SEC and they play.
Well, I can't, you know, I'm not going to root against my Longhorns. That's for damn sure.
I gotta skip around here a little bit on my web page, and I want to go look at Colorado's schedule and go over this a little bit because this is where I feel like it's embarrassing that this team has taken the slot. For God's sake, CBS Sports, I go to you I trust you more than anybody else, and here you are killing me with your ridiculous I don't need this. All right, so North Dakota State, they win. Nebraska, they lose, and not only do they lose 28-10 to Nebraska. Now, Nebraska's not exactly burning down. And I know that's a storied football program, but not this year. Then Colorado State, they beat Baylor. They beat in overtime. They barely get past Baylor. They beat UCF handily 48-21. K-State ranked at the time. They lost 31-28 to Kansas State. That's their two losses, K-State and Nebraska, and followed by wins over Arizona, Cincinnati, Texas Tech, and Utah. That is not a schedule. I just to prime myself, cover me, Eddie, while I look the next thing up.
Well, you know, when you look at the Colorado, they got a weak schedule. I mean, they should not be a top four team. If they were, like you said, undefeated, no problem. But, you know, how come you got Indiana, who's a great ball team, undefeated at number six, but you got a guy ranked four at Colorado? I just don't work.
So now I'm going to go over the Tennessee schedule, since these are the two teams that I've decided to argue tonight. Chattanooga, their opening game, 69-3. That's a team you should beat handily. They beat them handily. NC State, ranked number 24 at the time. Tennessee, the Volunteers roll in. They beat NC State 51-10. I don't think NC State's been able to play a game since. Kent State, a team that you should definitely beat, and you should beat them handily, 71-0. Oklahoma, ranked 15 at the time, a closer game, 25-15. Then they lose to Arkansas. The SEC eating the SEC. Not a great loss, not a great team, but they're still an SEC team. They beat Florida in overtime. Florida's down. There's an argument to be made there that they should have won that game more handily. They beat Alabama 24-17, by the way. Alabama ranked above them for some strange reason. Kentucky 28-18. Mississippi State 33-14. By the way, Mississippi State in that top six of the SEC. And then they lose to Georgia in a good game. This is a team that with two losses, if we're going with two lost teams, should be ranked in the top 10, not Colorado. It's ridiculous to me.
Well, absolutely. I'm an SEC guy, always been. And you put a Colorado in the SEC, they'd be lucky to win two games.
You put Colorado in the SEC, the Big Ten, the ACC, they're not competing this year.
They're not primetime players. He's trying to be a primetime player. But you know, Deion, you got the neon, all the neons around you. I guess as a head coach, he got his team to rank number four by, you know, screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
But let Colorado get a hold to a Tennessee or Georgia or a Texas, and it will change.
Yeah. We only have a minute left here, Eddie, but let's get into this. LSU coach Brian Kelly caught on camera screaming at one of his players and getting yelled at by another player. They lost to Florida 27-16, an unranked Florida team that, as we were saying before, is down. But SEC team, they can show up and win. The LSU fan base, they're out of patience with Kelly. The team is clearly not responding to him at the moment, so he may be out soon.
Well, you know, Brian Kelly, he's a good dude. I know him, and I've interviewed him many, many times. You know, he was at Notre Dame. I thought, sure, he would have been set up to go to an LSU. But, you know, LSU's had some great coaches, and one of them's Nick Saban. He took him to the promised land.
Yep.
Won a title with him.
They did.
So, you know, they're used to winning in LSU, not getting beat by a slacky Florida team. Believe me.
Nah, it's a disaster down there right now. Brian Kelly is a good coach. If he does get fired by LSU, I'm sure there will be many suitors at the door. But hey, Eddie, we got to run to break. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
This is Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts, where political correctness sucks. We'll be back because we can.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
That's right, we are mouthing off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by Eddie, the continental lover, Mansfield.
You know, I was just thinking, I think that maybe there's going to be a new head coach in Jacksonville real soon.
I can't believe
it. It could be. Belichick. Just think about it.
I was reading a story over the weekend about how the connections between Bill Belichick and the now Jacksonville Jaguars GM and their time at the Jets, where the Bill Belichick took that job and then he unceremoniously bailed and built a dynasty in New England. But I guess there's no love lost on Bill Belichick by the GM, so there's a potential for a reuniting there, and I look forward to it. And that could make the Jackson Jaguars as great, if not slightly less great, than our friends over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Listen, Eddie, I was in Nashville, Tennessee over the weekend and early this week, and I thought I'd be the man wearing my Odark 30 boots and my Odark 30 gear, but I forgot. Nashville is an Odark 30 town, so I found out that I wasn't the only one, and I got a lot of head nods, and I got a little, you know, I still was in the top 10 most badass looking dudes in Nashville, counting all of those country music stars that were there. But the Odark 30 wasn't as unique as it is in a lot of the other cities I go to.
Being one of the greatest audio guys on the planet, doing the CMAs, you know, you should have got old big boy Jelly Roll some boots.
Yeah, well,
big,
you know,
Jelly Roll.
I didn't run into Jelly Roll this year. That's a first. I didn't see him this year. He's been prevalent in the CMAs for a few years now, and had a couple of interactions with Big Jelly Roll. But he actually isn't. I can't even call him that anymore. He's losing a lot of weight, man. He looks good.
Well, he just lost 100 pounds.
Maybe he's already wearing Odark 30, and we don't know. And that's what's keeping him. That's what's getting him in gear to lose 100 pounds.
Well, he needs to. You know, he got with them wrestlers with WWE, and, you know, those bodies that we had in the wrestling business kind of shame your fat ass to losing weight. So maybe he did that.
Maybe so.
Kelly Rowe's a good dude.
Yeah, I agree. Finally, the champagne was uncorked, and the remaining members of the 72 Dolphins were able to drink their champagne because another undefeated season comes to an end. The Kansas City Chiefs fall to the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen has that regular season magic, but Patrick Mahomes told him on the way off the field, "I'll see you again, and it's going to go the way it's always gone before, buddy. You can beat me in the regular season all you want. Playoff times come around, and you are going down."
Yeah, I love that quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, though. He can bring it, but he doesn't have the firepower that KC does. And it was great for them to lose, because I want to see those 72 Dolphins until they die. Drink that champagne until all of them's dead and gone.
Yeah.
And then bust out another undefeated team. You'll never have another 72 Dolphins. All those great ball players on that team. Oh, my God. I've seen films of them. They're fabulous, man.
Absolutely. It was a good weekend in the NFL. The AFC, we're crowning the Kansas City Chiefs the champions, but our boy Mike Tomlin might have something to say about that because they are on a run and it didn't end.
Yeah, but those Eagles are flying too with Nick Sirianni. They're flying.
Yeah, but everybody thought that the Steelers Cinderella looking run was going to end when they faced the Baltimore Ravens over the weekend, and Mike Tomlin said, "Nah, they beat the Ravens 18-16, close." But no cigar for those Ravens. So the Pittsburgh Steelers, Jeff, man, they are rolling.
You know, about that game, have you noticed that the Ravens, they got all the studs in the world to win. They just can't win the big game ever.
Well, there's only one football, Eddie. So if you have Derrick Henry.
If I was playing, it would be my football.
If you have Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson in the backfield, only one of them can run the football. I mean, and it's just,
yeah, but that quarterback is supposed to do more than one thing, hand the ball to Derrick Henry. Now, Derrick Henry will get you 5 yards on first down. Well, all you got to do is just dink and throw all the way down the field.
Well, Lamar Jackson.
But he cannot. Let me tell you something about that number eight.
All right.
With the Baltimore. He's a choke artist. Yep. He's a bridesmaid, never the bride. He's never going to be a Tom Brady, no matter how they push him. He's a running quarterback, and he's got the king of running right behind him. Why can't he throw?
He's got a cannon, well, Eddie. He can throw.
Well, he's got a cannon. Hell, I know a lot of guys that's got cannons, but you got to have a touch on that cannon.
Yeah, I think Lamar Jackson definitely has a shot to come out of the AFC, regardless of whether or not he lost to the Steelers. I feel like there are teams. That Steelers team, so you put these teams up head to head against the Kansas City Chiefs on paper, and it looks like the Ravens are the ones that have on paper the team that should be able to beat the Chiefs. The Bills fell off a little bit when they shipped out a couple of wide receivers, but they brought one back in, yeah. And we'll have to see how that goes. But I always feel like if there's a team that is playing as a team, that's the guys you got to worry about. And right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing as a team. Nobody's.
Well, yeah, Tomlin can coach.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And you see, you know, we had that conversation about Mike Williams going to Steelers. You see what he did, that over the shoulder catch he made? I mean, this guy can play. And yep. Now they're going to let him play. And now he's playing.
Yeah,
with a chip on his shoulder. That's what he should have been playing with the whole time.
If I were Patrick Mahomes and Taylor Swift's boyfriend, I would be worried about those Steelers right now. Jumping over to the NFC, we've crowned the Detroit Lions as the NFC champions, and you're still high on the Eagles. I'm not as high on the Eagles.
That's going to be their kryptonite. If anybody can beat the Lions, it's going to be the Eagles.
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to lean in your direction a little more. I'm not quite there just yet. But
well, you coming out of Nashville, I should have hooked you up with Kevin. He's in Nashville at the big brewery up there, and he's a huge Eagle fan. Now, he'd have sat down and explained that crap to you, and you would have went away saying, you know, he's got a lot of fine points there because Kevin's good at convincing you to do something.
Well,
he would turn you into an Eagle fan overnight. Believe me.
I would definitely sit down and have a drink with him, but I don't know that he would be able to convince me more than my own eyes. And I just don't see it yet with the Eagles, but I'm leaning more towards after the whooping they handed the Cowboys. And I know the Cowboys aren't the best team in the league and they're in tatters right now, but I'm not sold yet on the Eagles being the studs. The Vikings, you know, they went in and they won against the Tennessee Titans over the weekend. That says nothing to me. The Cardinals look like they're coming up. And it really is the Lions to lose in the NFC. They are a much more comfortable crowning of the NFC championship than I feel right now. The Chiefs are crowning them the AFC champions.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, you got the Chargers charging. The Cardinals look great, as you said.
Yep.
It's really kind of you know, teetering up. You know, I tell you, that Bo Nix, remember, I told you how good he's going to be with the Broncos. He's got them. I mean, Sean Payton's got the Broncos looking pretty darn good.
Yeah, I think it's too late for them, but I might
wild card.
I know, but I might be wrong, but I just think it's too late for the Broncos to grab a wild card. The Commanders are the other team you have in the wild card race here. They're obviously much more better positioned to take a wild card berth, I think, than the Broncos. The Commanders are a team that is so surprising this year, but as the year moves along, the expectations are starting to mount on them. They're a team that is, I feel like, almost going to be expected to do some damage in the playoffs. If they're one and done, I think that'll be a big disappointment for that Commanders
team.
Well,
I think that they're 1 year away.
Yeah.
Like the Broncos and the Commanders are 1 year away. I just think that, you know, they, Pat Quinn and Clint Kingsbury has got the offense and the defense doing really good stuff in Washington. Now Sean Payton has got that team with the Broncos. The defense is stepping up. Now the offense is really starting to cook. So they're about a year away. They may make it into the wild card, but they're going to get beat. But that's okay. They're setting it up for next year. And let's see what happens, because both of them's got some great players, both teams.
Well, at quarterback, the Commanders have a guy that's shown this season that he can come back and win a game. And will that translate into the postseason? I don't know. But it is a good sign for them that if they sneak into a wild card and they face a good team and they keep it close and they have the ball last in a playoff game, there's a possibility that they're going to come back and win that game. I'm excited about the NFL playoffs. It seems so far away still.
But it's just around the corner.
It is just around the corner, but there are a lot of games left in the NFL right now. College football feels like it's winding down, but the NFL feels like there's so much more time to get it together for all of these teams, or on the other hand, to fall apart for all these teams. There's so many interesting stories.
You talk about falling apart. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, they look like the south end of a northbound mule.
That experiment has failed miserably. Man. And, you know, I've heard things about Aaron Rodgers over the years, but they were always muddled, and people came out and stuck up for him. Well, those days are over. People are saying that he is a problem in that locker room, and that it's all about him, and that it was a bad choice to bring him in. Obviously, a quarterback that the Jets drafted. I spent all weekend with a Jets fan. He was talking about how the Vikings are winning with a quarterback they drafted. They passed on Josh Allen to get that guy. Lamar Jackson went 38th in that draft. So many opportunities. But the Jets gonna jet. And the Jets are jetting as we speak. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid through November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, we need to talk a little bit more about those Jaguars of yours. You know, that team that plays in North Georgia.
South
Georgia.
We're going
to find out who's going to be, because there's going to changes are fixing to come. And it's going to come, and I think it's going to be the best change that the Jaguars have ever had. That's just me.
Well, if you need a change, go check out odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com. Go check them out.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Matthew Small invited me over to Miller's Ale House. I know you've been to a Miller's Ale House. The one right across from the gates of Universal the other day and watching some good football. And all you Mouthing Off fans, that's a great place to watch a football game. Got great food. Had a little prime rib. They got ribs that are unbelievable over there, Jeff. I just ate too much. You know, I loved it and watched all the games. What a great time I had.
Not only have I been to an alehouse, I've been to that Miller's Alehouse. And Alehouse always has been a great place to sit down and eat, watch a game. They've always got an outdoor area where you can do the same, outdoor bar. So, If you're in the Orlando area or any area around the country or world that has an alehouse, go check them out. So the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're banged up right now. Trevor Lawrence is hurt. Tank Bigsby's hurt. Kellen Robinson's hurt. Gabe Davis.
They suck.
Christian Kirk.
They got to just start all over. Them Jaguars are horrible. I mean, they just screwed up a great quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. I mean, this guy can't even throw a pass anymore. They need a real coach in there. You know something? Those Eagles, they smelled a rat with Peterson before. That's how come they got rid of him.
Yeah.
Because look what he's happening in Jacksonville.
The beautiful thing, though, is Trevor Lawrence is 25 years old, so he is just now entering his prime. And while he's entering his prime, he's looking up at the GM's office and saying, please, God, help me fix this problem. Can you only bring in a guy you used to work with that seems to take Hall of Fame quarterbacks and turn them into dynasties? Because I would love for that to happen. And Eddie, also, by the way, never call the Jacksonville Jaguars my Jacksonville Jaguars. They are not my Jacksonville Jaguars.
You like the Commodores. I forgot about that.
Yes, I feel like with the no offense to Jaguars fans, but the colors, there's nothing about the Jacksonville Jaguars that I love except for Trevor Lawrence. I look forward to that kid having success. And if he's going to have success, a change is going to have to be made there. I feel like you're right about the Eagles moving on. While, by the way, they were not bad when they moved on from their head coach, who's now coaching the Jacksonville Jaguars. They did see a problem in him, and they moved on, and they've moved on.
Yeah, he was just a year away from winning the Super Bowl.
Yes. So they clearly saw an issue, but this is a team, if you look at them up and down the lineup, now what they could definitely use is a little more meat up front. They're going to get a high draft pick this year, and I know it's unconventional and frowned upon, but take a left tackle. If there's a great left tackle available, although is Trevor Lawrence left-handed? I can't remember. If he's left-handed.
No, he's a righty.
Okay. Take a left tackle and shore up for the rest of his career that position. And let's see this guy roll. And all of those Jacksonville Jaguars fans up there that are used to, and since the very, very early days, rooting for a mediocre to loser team. Let's take them to the promised land with this kid that definitely can do it for you. And hopefully that's on the menu up there in Jacksonville.
Well, I guarantee if they bring in Belichick, he'll get them winning in a hurry. Because they got, you know, the bones are there. They just need to shake those bones the right way, and they'll come out with a W instead of an L. You know, I don't know what they got. They need, like, Bill Belichick is like a voodoo warrior, man. He'll come in there and get that stuff going like crazy. This guy, Peterson, he's a downer, man. I watch him on his press conferences and stuff, and I said, man, you know, you got about as much excitement as a damn hemorrhoid. I mean, that's sad.
It's hilarious that you're comparing Doug Peterson to Bill Belichick and talking about press conferences, because Bill Belichick is famous for giving you the most boring press conferences of all time, but he is a better coach by leaps and bounds. And what Belichick,
but the media loves him now.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, what he brings to you is he's going to build you a stout defense. And
he's got a stout girlfriend too, 24 years old, brother. I mean, hey, my hat's off to brother Bill.
Yeah, you give him some weapons on offense, and he's shown us over the last 20 years what he can do with it, because the defense is never going to be a problem for them. So good for Jacksonville if they bring him in, bad for Jacksonville if they don't, but something's got to give there, and that is the best option for them.
Can you imagine how much the ticket sales will be? I mean, overnight, if they hire Bill Belichick?
It would be funny, because I don't think there are a whole lot of coaches in the world that can make that big of a difference when it comes to selling tickets, but you're right.
I mean, you know, they need something like that with Jacksonville. Bring in a primetime coach, and I ain't talking about Dion. I'm talking about Bill Belichick, can you believe this guy has won 8 Super Bowls?
He's
got 8 Super Bowl rings.
Yes.
I mean, he won 2 with the Giants and 6 with New England. Why wouldn't you bring him in?
Well, Jacksonville's hoping he has to start putting him on his toes. They're hoping to get 3 or 4 in Jacksonville, but
he'll put those next 4 he gets on that girl's toes. You know that he's got. And hey, Bill, you know he's got the juice. He's got the energy. He wouldn't have a 24-year-old girl.
That's true. Well, he's got the wallet too, so that doesn't hurt. I was going to say, you brought up Dion again. I read earlier today that Dion is saying that he's going to stay in Colorado. Do you believe him?
No.
Neither do I.
If his lips are moving, he's lying.
I don't believe him either.
I you know where he needs to go?
Florida State.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the most famous Florida State guy in the world. Why not go back to your alma mater and bring them back?
I don't see it happening, and my inside sources have told me that they are not moving on from their head coach. They're giving him an opportunity.
They got Novell.
Yeah, they're giving him his opportunity. He had an undefeated team.
To lose another 11?
Well, he had an undefeated team. Even if he lost every game of this season, he'd still be a 500 coach. And I think that they just had an off year, and they're going to stick with their guy. And Dion is not the Dion show is not going to Tallahassee, Florida. So you can put you can mark that down. I said that today, and that is what's going to come true. But
I'm going to bet on the Dion show showing up in Tallahassee.
All right, you bet that you bet you put your money on that.
They got to have a show. I mean, you know, the tent's folded up, man. You know, the war horse is wanting to run out of the building.
I don't see that happening. Hey, did you see that Greg Popovich suffered from a stroke?
Yeah, that's horrible. What a great guy.
No, couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Same way I feel. I was laughing with some of my friends that it happened right after the election, and I'm wondering if it wasn't from his TDS going on, if that didn't give him a stroke. If he was so worried about how the election went that politically he couldn't take it, and his heart gave out on him. I'm glad he's okay. I can't stand outspoken athletes or coaches. And he is one of the most, he and Steve Kerr never shut up about it. So I had to get my little TDS joke in there, but glad he's doing all right. He'll be on the sideline still, and he'll be all right. That's all I have to say about Greg Popovich.
Hey, I got nothing to say. Listen, how about that?
This is mouthing off all over the world. Let me say something. I could have coached Tim Duncan and David Robinson to a championship. I could have coached Tim Duncan to multiple championships. I think I may have actually, if I had been the head coach of that team, I could possibly have won more championships than Greg Popovich pulled off. And now he's got another phenom, but he's holding on for literally at this point dear life to get another ring. And I don't know if he'll be able to stick around long enough. Now, I'm not saying he's going to pass away. I'm just saying that I think that they may move on from him before he gets another ring in San Antonio. But man, are they on their way to one. And
I'll tell you what, San Antonio was good to me.
Yeah.
I made a whole lot of money in San Antonio, Texas.
I have no beef with the city of San Antonio.
I sold out that arena many times. And, you know, I love San Antonio.
Me too.
And, you know, I'm just not going to pick on Greg because he's had a stroke. You know, I would normally just kick him in the ass a little bit, but, you know, I'm not going to touch him because he got, you know, he's down with a stroke.
I'm not going to
batter him too bad.
I'm literally not saying it in jest. I think the fact that he hates Donald Trump so much, Donald Trump winning that election, might potentially have pushed an already stressed heart over the edge and caused him to have a stroke.
He just needs to break down and do the Trump boogie and not worry about it.
Speaking of the Trump boogie, it's everywhere right now.
Oh, yeah,
The NFL, I think, came out against it after one guy did it in the end zone, but then it seems like everybody in the world did it in the end zone, and that really good-looking golfer just did it on the green. That thing has taken over, and I got to be honest with you, I watched that dance, and I feel sort of embarrassed about the president-elect doing that dance, but man, sort of like the Carlton took over for a while, which was a ridiculous dance. The Trump dance is in style.
Everybody loves that Trump boogie, the YMCA.
Yes.
And so that's just the way it is. You know,
it's crazy.
Hey, the sports world, they're spoke. You know, hey, they're speaking and they spoke. Even that famous soccer player, he kicked a goal.
Oh, yeah,
and
Christian Pulisic.
Down in the Trump dance. You know, I mean, hey, do what you got to do, brother. I don't care. Hey, it's good for society.
Team USA, Christian Pulisic, the leader of Team USA soccer. You're right. I forgot about that. Scored a goal in a friendly match and did the old Trump dance.
Oh, man, that's pretty easy. Not only is the Cowboys just falling apart, the damn roof at AT&T is falling down. So when they slid the roof back, Jeff, a whole big piece of I don't know what fell off the roof. Jerry Jones has a problem.
Yes.
His team has quit on him. They quit. I mean, the Houston Texans smoked their ass in AT&T just like it was tomorrow. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well,
it's sad.
I can't take away the fact that the Houston Texans are a good football team.
34-10.
They should be beating the Dallas Cowboys because the Dallas Cowboys have fallen apart like very few teams ever do. It's become almost embarrassing. But you know what? The decisions were made to sign Dak Prescott to a long-term contract when everybody that I know was saying that was going to be a mistake. He wasn't the quarterback of the future for Dallas. Ezekiel Elliott.
CeeDee Lamb is not. Look,
I'm not going to ever agree with you on CeeDee Lamb.
Talent. I'm just saying they're good, but they're not great.
CeeDee Lamb is top talent. Whenever they do move on from Dak and they bring another quarterback in, CeeDee Lamb is a Hall of Fame wide receiver. Choosing Ezekiel Elliott over Derrick Henry, another knock on Jerry Jones' decision making with the Dallas Cowboys. I know he's not the GM, but we all know he's the GM.
Well, his son is, so he might as well be.
Yeah, it's embarrassing what's going on down there in Dallas, and can't wait for the season to be over for all you Dallas Cowboys fan. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And speaking of the continental lover, we've got to get into wrestling. We missed out on an opportunity in the last segment, so we're going to get into it quickly here before we get out of town.
Well, my boy Cody Rhodes made an appearance on game day at the University of Georgia before they kicked ass that night. And him and McAfee and Coach Saban and our buddy Lee Corso, Kurt Herbstreit, and the Reese and the Heisman Trophy guy, Desmond Howard.
Yep.
And boy, Cody Rhodes is a great face for the WWE. He's got movie star looks. He works great in the ring. And he's just class act.
Roman Reigns
shows up and he knows his stuff.
Roman Reigns is also, I mean, they've got quite a duo going on with the WWE right now. It's an exciting time to be a wrestling fan.
Well, yeah, and Roman Reigns is really good. I mean, he was a great football star at Georgia Tech.
Yep.
I mean, him and Cody, you know, they got some big Georgia roots, and Cody grew up in Georgia. But he's the His dad, if he was living, that's the American dream, Dusty Rhodes. He would be so proud of Cody.
Yeah. I forgot about that. We've got an in-state rivalry going on, too, that nobody seems to be talking about.
Yeah, and you got Liv Morgan. She got her menace back. Oh, smelly-ass Rhea Ripley's back.
I wondered which way you were going to go.
She's got a mask on to cover that face of hers. So, I mean, that's going to be good. In the WWE, all is well, brother.
So the Survivor Series, The War Games. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Over the weekend, though, Bronson Reed beat Seth Rollins. Seth didn't look
very
good.
Well, you know, Seth Rollins needs to just, you know, WWE, he can't draw two knobs of goat crap. Bronson Reed kind of finished him up. He just doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
Freaking whatever they call him, freaking Rollins or whatever. He should be Sean Stinking Rollins. I mean, but it's just, hey, I don't watch wrestling a whole lot, but I know a lot about wrestling.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you stick with Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns and the Bloodline and the Wyatts and guys like that, and the Liv Morgans and the Rhea Ripley's in the world, and they're going to be just fine.
They are going to be just fine. And Eddie, what a great show, man. Appreciate you, but we got to get out of here. So tell them goodbye.